Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jen Deers and Christy Leonard with Central College and Mara Strickler with the Pella Public Library join us on today's program for part two of a two-part conversation related to the community common reading experience for the Pella Wellness Consortium. Well, and Mara, the library's already hosted kind of a book discussion because each year with this community experience, it's a community common reading experience. There's usually a book tied in with this. And I guess for this sake in this year, obviously a little bit challenging to get groups of people together. But what is the book and how is the library being a part of that discussion?
Sure. So this year we selected the book Treating People Well by two former White House social secretaries for the Obama White House and also the George W. Bush White House. And we selected that because that their priority in their jobs and their positions was to practice hospitality, how to make people feel welcome, who may have very different ideas and very different viewpoints about the world. And that was a really useful launching off point for the participants of the PWC and the book club to be able to launch this discussion, month-long discussion about civility, and hopefully introduce the topic to some who maybe haven't thought about before, and help us all think about it a little bit differently, serve people across the lifespan. It's an important subject matter for us and something that we try to really nurture here in the library setting and within our collections.
In terms of getting ready for these events, I'm guessing the book is available at the library. And what other resources would you have if people have questions about being able to maybe read up-to-date articles or information as it relates to civility or some of the ongoing racial tensions that we've had this year?
Absolutely. Yes, the book Treating People Well is available to borrow from the circulation desk of the library. We have several copies of it available. We also have a variety of titles on the topic of diversity, and those have been very in demand recently. And folks are welcome to request titles that they're interested in, place holds on them. And we're always looking for new titles to expand the conversation. We also have a highly skilled staff who are happy to work with community members to find items that we might not have in the local collection here. And you know, as I said, we've seen a huge uptick in circulation of these types of titles, whether they be the book White Fragility or the most recent book by Ta-Nehisi Coates or books by current politicians or about the current political state. And we actually have a program tonight taking place about the Iowa caucuses and the upcoming election and how we can be better educated about our political situation and how we can communicate as a group with each other, as a community, to improve the situation rather than bring it down.
Well, and Jen, how important, especially you have kids in this community, you know, kids that grew up in this community, you're tied to the basketball side of things through your husband. For people in Pella, especially, to hear that from a guy like Kyle, who grew up here and his family obviously so tied to this community, how important of an opportunity do you see that knowing Kyle's fame could also lead to better discussions among the families, not just at Central College, but in our community about race and how it plays a factor in our everyday lives?
Yeah, absolutely. We just see this as so important. And obviously, we know Kyle has a platform that we just can't compare to. And yet he also in his essay is, I believe, very honest and very open with some of the realizations he's come to, having been raised in Pella, Iowa, and then experiencing the world and having friends who've experienced the world in a different way. One of the things I loved about Kyle's essay was that he's very open in saying he doesn't have all the answers yet, but he did give us some starting points that he has challenged himself to. And so I think he can become a great bridge for us in that regard, taking everything that he has been given maybe in being raised in Pella and bridging us to some of the other injustices and differences that are in the world, even outside of Pella, but also that honestly, I believe some people in Pella may face themselves. So.
And then Christy, where can people find more information about the Wellness Consortium and these upcoming events?
Sure. People are welcome to email me at leonardk@central.edu. My number is 628-5633. I know that they'd be welcome to reach out to Jen or Mara as well, or any member of the Pella Wellness Consortium. So yes, feel free to get in touch. And we have some flyers too that they may have already seen. And there's some links to the live streaming and the RSVP to the civility conversation as well. So if they get a hold of that, they can click on links there as well.
Very good. Anything else to add?
I was just going to add, as far as the Geisler-Penquit speaker series with Kyle, that will be held on campus with tickets free of charge, but limited are available due to protocols that we're trying to enforce. But there will also be a live stream available. And so anyone can reach out to me as well in the education department or our communications office on campus.
And I just like to add, want to make sure that everybody is invited and feels welcome to come. We're very excited about all of these events happening, and we think that it'll be so helpful and a benefit to our community.
Find part one of this interview about the Pella Community Common Reading Experience through the Pella Wellness Consortium at kniacableus.com. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.